Burundian insurgents attacked three army bases early Friday morning, but the Burundian army prevailed and reported that it had killed at least a dozen of the attackers and had taken at least 21 more prisoners. That's according to the Agence France-Presse. Fighting continued through the night, and the dead in Burundi's streets were estimated to be as high as 89 as of this morning. The government and the opposition told conflicting stories about who the dead were and how they died. 2 days before the latest attack, a U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee held a hearing on the situation in Burundi. KPFA's Anne Garrison has more on the story.
At the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee hearing on Burundi earlier this week, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, and Delaware Senator Chris Coons all asked how mass violence, particularly mass violence between the Hutu and Tutsi populations, could be avoided. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, assured them that the conflict remains fundamentally political, not ethnic, though conflicts in Rwanda and Burundi always have ethnic undertones and raise fears of ethnic violence. Senator Flake asked how the struggle between government and opposition could be stopped, given that neither side is willing to compromise on President Nkurunziza's third term. He also asked whether the East African community could press for a resolution.
As you know, some of the coalition of opposition leaders there have made it clear that no peace will be possible as long as Nkurunziza remains in power. He has no intention, it seems, of stepping down. What's going to give? And first, just to hoop links here, or is it going to be pressure from the AC and others that break the logjam?
Linda Thomas-Greenfield responded with vague statements about dialogue and bringing both sides to the table, but without identifying any possible points of compromise. She also said that the East African community is divided, that Tanzania has issues with Rwanda, not Burundi, and that Uganda's President Museveni is busy with his own re-election campaign. Senator Flake noted that President Museveni, the EAC's designated mediator, lacks credibility as an advocate for presidential term limits, given that he himself has been in power for 30 years and is now seeking re-election. Senator Flake also asked about reports that the Rwandan government is conscripting Burundian refugees in Rwanda to create a new, quote-unquote, rebel army to fight in Burundi. Thomas Greenfield responded that these reports are credible.
There have been reports that the Rwandan government is secretly recruiting an army of Burundian refugees, presumably for the purpose of conducting some kind of armed insurgency inside Burundi. There was a letter to the editor in the Washington Post in November written by Jeff Drumtra, former UN official, who outlines this, what he saw there in those camps. If these reports are true, what is the State Department doing to press the Rwandan government from doing this?
Sir, we've seen these reports, and we have had a number of conversations with the Rwandan government to encourage them to investigate the reports and any efforts that are being made within refugee camps in the borders of Rwanda should be stopped. We've also had discussions with them to discourage any actions being taken by the Rwandan government to support additional violence that might take place in the region.
You put stock in those reports yourself?
I have seen reports coming from UNHCR. We work closely with UNHCR, and I trust that if they are reporting this, they have seen the basis for making these reports and allegations.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on two members of the Burundian government and two members of the Burundian insurgency, but has not imposed sanctions on Rwanda for violating Burundi's national sovereignty. Rwanda continues to deny creating a Burundian quote-unquote rebel army. Rwanda also continues to deny creating quote-unquote rebel armies, most recently M23, to fight in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Sixtvini Nimaruba, a Burundian PhD student at George Mason University, said that the conflict is really between Burundi's political classes in the capital, Bujumbura, not the rural majority, and noted the resource competition between East and West in Burundi.
It is widely agreed that Burundian people need peace. People in the countryside do not care about president terms or nuances of constitutional law. While some people want economic support, such as chemical fertilizers or seeds, others want jobs and equal opportunities. The capital city is the place where the political classes live. That may be the reason why there is violence there now, and that has a lot to do with our own history. Current government leaders see Western countries as denying the principles of democracy and sovereignty of Burundi. There is an under-reported Cold War competition between two major powers, China and Russia on one side and the West on the other. Unexploited minerals, resources like nickel and uranium, play a major role in that commercial conflict.
Lumumba also said that after 20 years of war, many Burundians suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and a national trauma healing program, including nonviolence training, is needed. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.